welcome to another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie on your community radio station, WCOM 103.5, Chapel Hill, Ankara. And today, appropriately, I have the author of a new graphic memoir of rural resistance called Holler, H-O-L-L-E-R, Denali Sai Nalama Malapu, if I pronounce it right. Do I have you on the line, Denali?
Yeah, Dave, thanks so much for having me.
Well, you know, I read your book. It really is a graphic novel. The visuals knocked my socks off, and it's a graphic novel about, I guess, climate activism, and close to our home, a resistor to a pipeline project in Appalachia. Could you tell me a little bit more about what got you to write this graphic novel?
Yeah, Dave. So I live a bit north of Chapel Hill in Southwest Virginia, just near Virginia Tech. And I had been involved in anti-pipeline activism for several years to the Mountain Valley Pipeline Project, which is what Holler is about. And more broadly, I've been in climate change activism since graduating college in 2017. And while organizing in the pipeline fight to stop the MVP, I was really inspired by the people around me who were ordinary people who got notice one day that the Mountain Valley Pipeline was coming through their land and decided to resist a massive fracked gas pipeline, as well as the fossil fuel industry more broadly. And specifically, I was interested in how they used the skills that they already had in their lives to resist the pipeline project, because I think it speaks to how we need everyone in the climate movement, and anyone that's interested in being part of climate activism can use skills that they already have to do so. They don't need to be someone else.
Right. And on that topic, I think I heard recently that at least possibly the North Carolina part of that pipeline was decisively defeated. What's the status, your understanding of the status of the pipeline project at this point?
So the Mountain Valley Pipeline, the main line of the pipeline, is a 303-mile fracked gas pipeline that goes through the steep slopes of West Virginia and Southwest Virginia, and then the main line stops in Southern Virginia. But then the Southgate extension of the pipeline is aimed at bringing gas into the Southeast, and so that portion of the pipeline goes through Northern North Carolina. And the most recent update on that extension is that after the main line was ultimately completed, after 10 years of will they, won't they type community resistance, the Southgate extension has now entered the process of submitting for different permits to get built in North Carolina. So the Southgate extension is still in limbo, but the Mountain Valley Pipeline main line has been completed.
Okay, so we here, down here in Chapel Hill area, still have some work to do on our climate action, and I guess that's where your book comes in. You wrote a book that's very graphic and really, in a way, motivational. So is that your goal in creating the book, to get us moving on taking action?
My hope is that readers who encounter the book will see the stories of these six ordinary people who became pipeline resistors and feel connected to them through the different diverse aspects of each individual. So I wanted to make sure that the book was intergenerational and had diverse individuals being part of it and had people with very different skill sets. For example, the first chapter is about a photographer named Paula Mann, and she's in West Virginia. And the last chapter of the book is about a Monacan seed keeper named Desiree Shelley Flores, and she's in Southwest Virginia. So my hope is that people will see the the rainbow of different ways and different types of people who have gotten involved in this movement, and that they will then be able to see themselves in different parts of movements to protect the environment around them and to fight the climate crisis more broadly.
Right. Again, the title of the book is Holler, a graphic memoir of rural resistance. We're talking to author Denali Sai Nalamalapu. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Apologies if not.
You are, Dave.
Thank you. Listen, I wanted to turn to something else. It really is a amazingly illustrated novel, and from what you're saying, it's a true story. The people that you're portraying in the graphic memoir of climate activism, I take it, are real people.
Yeah, all six of the people that I write about and illustrate in the book are real people. So this is a work of nonfiction. And basically, I was already part of the Mountain Valley Pipeline movement, and I made a list along with some friends of all the different people I thought might be interested in this project, and then reached out to them and drove to the haulers where they lived and spent multiple hours with them on their porches or at local community centers and talked to them about their lives and their experience fighting the pipeline, and then distilled down those interviews into what readers will find in the book.
Well, Denali, I think Holler, your book, is really a powerful account of how ordinary people can fight back and do something about the climate crisis. So I thank you for doing it. And I wanted just for a minute, because I know you also share somewhat a literature background. As I read the graphic novel, I really thought of other graphic novels that I've seen. Is there any particular graphic novelist who you viewed as your inspiration, or if I could say it this way, maybe even in a way, role model in how you constructed the graphics to the book?
That's a great question, Dave. The first graphic novel I ever read, as is true for many people, is Alison Bechdel's Fun Home. And I'm very inspired by the way Bechdel tells her own story in Fun Home and uses literature throughout the book, though it doesn't completely replicate or align with how I ended up telling Holler. But one book that feels like it's part of the conversation in the graphic novel world along with Holler that I was inspired by when I was writing the book is a book called Crude, which was published by Graphic Mundi and is about environmental justice in South America. And part of why that memoir, that graphic memoir, inspired me is there actually aren't that many environmental and climate justice graphic novels out there, but Crude was an example of a memoir that told the story of someone and a community that this person was in fighting crude oil extraction by a mammoth company in where he lived in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like an interesting book. I'll look forward to reading it. Denali Sai Nalamalapu, author of Holler, a graphic memoir of rural resistance. I'm sure we can get it at our local bookstores, I believe. It's published by Timber Press, which is a division of Hatchet, so it is available. Denali, thank you so much for not only writing this book, putting it out there, being so innovative, but also talking to our Chapel Hill and Carborough Community Radio audience today. Is there anything else you would like to convey to our listeners?
Thank you so much for having me, Dave. I would just reiterate what you said at the top of the show, which is that the Mountain Valley Pipeline is coming into North Carolina, or is trying to come into North Carolina, and the Southeast more broadly. And there are many, many new fossil fuel projects that these big companies are trying to put into our communities. So if people feel inspired to be part of that resistance, I think that's a great way to protect the environment that cares for us. And one of the nonprofits that is organizing the resistance to the Mountain Valley Pipeline Southgate Extension is Seven Directions of Service, which works out of Northern North Carolina and would be a great group for folks to get looped into.
Great words. Thanks again so much. The book, again, Holler, a graphic memoir of rural resistance. And this has been another edition of Between the Covers, a literature quickie with your host, Tofu Dave, on Community Radio, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, and Carver. See you again next time.